This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, Rushdie had 9 of his books, including his best-selling book, Game, deleted, removed from physical sale and digital download from Amazon about a day and a half ago. When he was talking, I only know about Hollywood because I was in a few movies and a bunch of TV shows. So I've been out there a few hundred times and went right to the top of the scene because they were trying to get me on board 15 years ago. And a few years into it, I saw how bad it was and I got out of it. But when you look at the whole system they're pushing, things like, oh, women, go to a guy's house, get tied up. Well, the first time you get tied up, they don't actually kill you or torture you to death. But maybe the 100th time, you don't tell them where you're going, and it all happens, you get deep into it. There's a really, and the left is, and the globalists are really into abusing women and children, as you know. So then they act like men being men is horrible and abusive, when the left is the worst towards women. So Rushdie was you know, kind of getting into that. His book, You Have a Right to Sell 50 Shades of Grey. And, you know, these young women out there, everybody else, want you to beat them up, all this other stuff. So, like, beating women up is cool, and torturing them is cool, because it's 50 Shades of Grey. But if you tell a woman, you're not going to abuse me, and, you know, I'm my own man, and I'm confident, and I don't need you, if you don't want me, that's fine, which is what they're actually looking for. They want an alpha male that's successful. Then you're abusing women. So, torture women, like the NXIVM liberal cult, that's okay. But don't tell men to stand up for themselves. Don't moralize men, demoralize them. And I think you knocked it out of the park, Rushdie, with that.
Yeah, right now you're not allowed to help men. Any problem a man faces, that's your problem. You have to figure that out on your own. No media company is going to help you. No academic university system, the government, no one will help you. You are on your own. Okay, I'm on my own. Let me solve these problems.
Because men are the genetic defense system of the species, from African lions to Homo sapiens sapien. This is so, if an alien force invaded, they would target our men.
Yeah, and then even when we try to solve our problems, then they say, no, you're not allowed to. You can't read this. You can't watch Alex Jones. You're not allowed to get the knowledge that can help you out. So they're really cutting off every avenue possible for a normal person, for a man, to improve his life, to understand the world. And that's the most unfair thing that they can actually do, and I'm not sure what we can do after that. I don't know if you can see, Alex, but I have a huge picture of Donald Trump.
Yes, I can see it.
In the background. And I like him. I support him. But he needs to do something, because these tech monopolies are just going to chop our heads off one at a time. If they can shut you down in YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, who can't they shut down? Everyone else is smaller than you. You are the big tree in the forest. They just chop down the biggest tree. So, of course, the smaller trees are going to be easier. So,
well, that's really the message. They're mad with the demonetization of the last 2 years and the demonization that people haven't bought. Because we care about the ideology of freedom, not the money. And that's now the message is, we'll just totally delete you. And we know you're Pavlovianly addicted to Twitter and YouTube. And so this is a big fight. And so let me tell you, just like the NFL is going down, Nike's going down, my friend, Rushdie, they're hurting themselves to do this.
You know, one thing, they cannot force us to read bad books. They cannot force us to watch Oliver Darcy read his trash, to watch Huffington Post videos talk about how transgender people have it bad. They cannot force us yet. It's not like in Clockwork Orange where they force our eyes open and we have to consume their horrible propaganda. We're not there yet. One thing, a lot of news articles on Gizmodo, Huffington Post try to say, oh, look how great it is that Rush is canceled. But no one is clicking them. No one is reading them because people don't read their propaganda.
I was about to say, they're just such, they're reveling in being classical villains. I mean, they're truly evil. Well, please come back again. God bless you. You know, you're now an elite group, but not for long. Everybody's getting banned. Congress must act. This is racketeering. This is un-American. This is very, very dangerous. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great. And if anyone wants to learn about game in my ebook, they can go to my site, rooshve.com.
That's right, Roosh, R-O-O-S-H-V-E-E. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Isn't it strange that if you're going to write a science fiction novel about a dystopian world government banning free speech, destroying families, poisoning the food and water supply, sterilize the population, where do you think in that novel written in the 1950s the resistance would come from? America. And where would the real fire start? Texas. See, that's how a science fiction writer would write it, because everybody knows it. Because art follows life. The system always tries to make it where life follows art, but it's art follows life. Again, the globalists keep saying, Jones, when are you going to learn? We're going to destroy you. We're going to physically destroy you if you don't stop. You're already going to physically destroy me. They report that children committing suicide from the 1950s numbers is up 20,000%. That was in the news yesterday. I'm like, why are children committing suicide? Because this is an anti-human evil system by design. We're already dying. We're dead already. So, they'll have more suicide prevention classes teaching kids about suicide and how to do it, and we'll have more suicide. And we'll give them more drugs that the insert says makes them commit suicide, and then we'll wonder why suicide goes up. Riddle me this, Batman. Ah, Batman, riddle me this. Everyone's committing suicide. The pills I give them do it. It's funny. Riddle me this, riddle me that. I need to be the Riddler to know the answer to that. Trump comes out and says there's too many people on opioids, on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, there's too many people, you know, doing that. They all shut up and stop telling us what we're going to do. Trump's like, the vaccines are hurting kids. Oh, shut up, Trump. 1 in 30,000 had autism. Now it's 1 in 58. I go to the mall or restaurant. Half the kids I look at look like they're real sick and got problems, even in rich neighborhoods. And a good 10% are gone. And I start getting tears in my eyes. My wife's like, don't cry, don't do it. But, man, when you look at some beautiful child who had a beautiful life ahead of them, and they got hit with a chemical bioweapon, and their brain's fried. It's meant to give you an IQ reduction of 20 points, but some people it hits harder, especially males. 80% of autism is males. And you add the pesticides and everything else in, but they add these neuroviruses to the vaccines. That's declassified. And it just hits the cerebral cortex, and their operating system, their connection to their subconscious is fried. their souls walled off, and they've been put in prison. They put them in a basically 5x9 box, and they're pretty pissed. They're pretty pissed. And that's just one of the more ancient technologies they developed 40 years ago to do that. And again, they get satanic power off of putting your child in a cage. You know the amount of demonic energy they get off of the 100 million autistic kids that are in cages? Because it eats the cortex? So then, you know, they're not getting out. The soul can't get out. It's like, I'm in here, get me out of here! They're like, liberal. Let Soy Boy smile. So, Millie Weaver joins us. She's been talking to a lot of her sources about things going on in Canada, folks in the Canadian government. One of her sources has gotten some good infos before, but you can see the buildup. They say they have stay-behind networks trying to overthrow the president, and they're putting sticky stickers on his back to piss him off, saying he's an idiot, and they got signs over the door saying, entering crazy town. It's a psyop. CNN saying, remove the president. He can't control the White House, while they're the ones engaged in sedition. And you've got all this insanity going on, the massive censorship, the attacks, 55 days out. It's all building, building, building. And we've got freedom and salvation and everything just waiting. Then we just turn back to God. Millie, thanks for joining us. Infowars.com reporter. She also does freelance reporting. Does a great job. Thank you so much for coming on. How are you doing?
Thanks. I'm doing good, Alex. Well, I actually have permission from my source to divulge and tell some background information on this source just so people could understand the importance and the credibility of where the information I'm going to lay out is coming from. This person was the author of the SDI program
for the 19th. Your Skype's breaking up for a minute. It's crystal clear, but it's breaking up audio-wise. Let's just start over. And but the source is up in Canada. He says there's some big stuff gearing up, so just continue.
Yes, this is a high-level intelligence source. He was the original author of the SDI program, which was a white paper that Reagan quoted in the 1980s. He was a former Air Force intelligence. Basically, this person has a huge background, personally knows the Trudeau family, knows Justin Trudeau, and essentially contacted us, very alarmed, saying that Canada is talking about and considering initiating the War Measures Act. And this, for those of you who don't know, the War Measures Act is the martial law version of what we have in the U.S. for Canada. And Trudeau's talking about essentially enacting the War Measures Act in response to failed negotiations between Trump with NAFTA and Canada, basically trying to use a justification that if the negotiations go sour, it's going to hurt Canada enough to where we're going to go ahead and enact the War Measures Act, which is martial law in Canada. And this has to do with what's going on right now with the coup in our government, because we know that Trudeau is a leftist in Canada. He aligns himself with the leftists in America, the Democrats, the globalist deep state. And these globalist deep state people, we all know, have been chattering and talking about an overthrow of President Trump.
And let's remember, going back a year and a half ago, we said they were preparing this because it was in white papers. Now they admit it all over the news. I mean, they are openly, and now they've got leftists committing violent acts all over the country, firebombing Republican buildings, trying to stab congressional candidates, they're trying to attack Trump facilities in D.C. I mean, this is getting crazy.
Well, you would think that Canada, given the position they're in and how the trade could, the NAFTA negotiations, if it fell through, could impact Canada's economy. You would think that Trudeau would be trying to make concessions to come to a deal with Trump. But instead, Trudeau is, sticking his feet down, being stubborn, saying no. And it really kind of begs the question, has Trudeau been offered a better deal by these Democrats or by these people who are plotting this coup against Trump once they overthrow?
No, I understand, but from your source, I mean, Canada's obviously in a big trade fight. They're being cut out of NAFTA because they won't renegotiate.
Yes.
Trump's like, you can't have 280% tariffs on us and we have none on you. Just please stop raping us. And so Trudeau's flipping out. We see major free speech violations. We've seen a lot of drills in Canada, but you're saying your source says they're getting ready for martial law. What's the reason for that? They think destabilization in the U.S. or trying to stop Canadians rising up or what?
Well, you can actually even look and see in the news headlines, just type in Canada War Measures Act on even Google News, and several mentions of it will come up in recent articles where Trudeau's making these threats. It's very vague and ambiguous how they're doing it.
Sure, but I mean, your source knows what that means then. So, yes. So what are you thinking is going on, or what's your source say?
Well, the source is saying that we have simultaneous things happening right now. We have globalists inside the U.S. government on both sides of parties. That means Democrat and Republican, which are going for the removal of Trump, the impeachment, the coup, the overthrow of Trump. While at the same time, you have an activation of Islamic terror cells being activated throughout the U.S. and Canada. And there's tons of back chatter right now in the intelligence agency.
Oh, yeah. We were the first to break the Iranian sleeper cells that have been activated. Now that's mainstream news. You're right. So this is a maximum danger. They covered up that Islamic cell out in New Mexico. I mean, it is crazy. The only way we stay there, let's put the pieces together on the other side. Bottom line, 55 days out, everybody better be watching their six, praying to God, and being politically active, because right now history's being made.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to...
Canada is still a commonwealth of Her Majesty's Kingdom, Queen Elizabeth II. And they have martial law provisions that they can put into effect. And Trudeau has been making some noises about that. They're already arresting preachers that criticize homosexuality. They're basically an SJW palace, like Germany or Sweden. Totally open to radical Islam, you name it. England's releasing people from jail that are admittedly involved in bombings. That's in the news at newswars.com. So there are massive Islamic terror cells. Iran's the big threat inside the Western world. I told you months before it was mainstream news that they have sleeper cells that they've activated that are ready to start taking action. And that's kind of a leftist Achilles heel, they think, on America and Canada and Europe, that if you don't behave, we've got 5-10% Muslim populations, we snap our fingers, they go on jihad. So it's kind of like an Escape from New York where they put little explosives in his carotid arteries. Right? That's what Islam is, and they put that in, and it's like we're Baron Harkonnen and the heart plug in the movie Dune, like, oh, you know, I don't like it. I'll just pull the heart plug out and your blood all pours out of your heart. I mean, that's basically what this is they're just, they're mining the bridges. They're mining the cultural dams to blow them. So it's like a robber when he gets caught robbing a bank. He puts his, the gun to your head. And that's why they have to cover up for Islam. They have to always, let people out when they commit terror attacks because they don't want you to know they're letting Islam in to then take your rights. So Millie Weaver, reporter for Infowars.com, she's one of the only folks not purged off the precious Twitter, so people can follow her there for now. Other points on what your source is saying he thinks is coming in Canada. I think the fact that Canada is gearing up, as you say, for an emergency, from according to your source, with all the other calls to have a coup against Trump, I think that just fits into the overall climate.
Exactly, Alex. That's the whole point I'm trying to make here, is that this source who personally communicates with and knows Trudeau and has privy information is basically saying in a panic, Canada is preparing itself for measures that they could take in the event of a coup or an overthrow in the United States. And why would they have knowledge of that if it not for the fact that Justin Trudeau himself is a leftist that aligns himself with the left and the deep state that would be talking about and plotting the overthrow of President
Trump? It's fair to say that Justin Trudeau is the, it's a very crude term and I hate to use it, but it absolutely fits. It's true. I mean, Justin Trudeau is the butt plug of the New World Order. I mean, let's just say he's the sewer line of the New World Order. He's just a horrible creature. So don't use the words mother and father. He is totally committed to evil. And I know the Canadians are totally upset with him. They want to get rid of him.
And what it is we see this underlying theme here between the NAFTA negotiations as to who's going to go against America and the Trump patriots and who's going to be standing with the globalists once they try to do this coup. And essentially, in some of these articles, Canada came out and said they felt betrayed by Mexico, in Mexico being willing to work with Trump and his administration. And Mexico was basically like, well, Canada just seems out for itself, and we want to make sure we're on the best negotiating end we can be, because both sides don't know what's going to happen here. They don't know how a coup is going to play out. And in fact, the deep state doesn't even know how a coup would play out either. So everyone's just trying to position themselves, make alliances, and there's a lot of chatter going on right now in the intelligence community about this coup, about also Islamic terror cells being activated inside the U.S. and Canada, which raises huge red flags, again, for talk of a potential false flag terror attack that could happen around the midterms or sometime after.
Oh, there's no doubt they're going to attack the media and say I'm behind it. But they're not running thousands of articles saying I'm calling for violence and lying when I'm not saying it. And saying, I'm saying get battle rivals ready for the media when I haven't said that. They're not doing that for nothing. They are gearing up for false flags. But the problem is they're real people are trying to stab congressmen, shoot congressmen, stab congressional candidates, burn down Republican facilities just today. Death threats everywhere. I mean, it is getting redonkulous, bonkers, crazy right now. So I don't see how this violent blue wave is going to be blamed on Republicans.
Well, another important thing to note here, Alex, another thing that points to the fact that there's a coup possible or there's some kind of emergency that's going to happen possible is that President Trump actually made a presidential proclamation on August 31st declaring this month, September 2018, National Preparedness Month, and essentially in his presidential proclamation, which you can pull up on whitehouse.gov, he's basically warning people to take measures and actions to get prepared for the inevitable or the unpredicted disasters and things that could happen in our nation. And yes, he does mention, disasters in the wake, an example with hurricanes and other things like that. But he's also mentioning just overall being prepared for the unknown, whether it's economic, whether it's anything. And this is a very important thing. He initiated this proclamation on August 31st. And this is all in this timeline when they fully went forward with censoring and banning Alex Jones and InfoWars on August 4th and continuing on throughout the
show. Sure, and now they're purging everybody else. They're getting the voices silenced. They don't want live feeds to counter their narrative ahead of the big false flag. Millie Weaver, great job. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Okay, now we have a bunch of big guests coming up as well. Eric Bowling, formerly of Fox News, I once joked that I wanted to have a bare knuckles boxing match with him. He's going to beat me up. It was a joke. I'm actually scared now. I ran into him at Trump Tower, and I agree with 90% of what he has to say. And he disagrees with me on a lot of things, or at least what the media has said about straw men. He's going to be in here all next hour. Roger Stone coming up. We got Graham Ledger of One American News about the censorship. How is Trump going to fight back? What's the latest in D.C. on executive orders they say are imminent? And I've got that from White House sources, campaign sources, and some of the, let's just say, community outreach groups that Trump is involved with. I think people can probably guess what I'm talking about. That it would have been done weeks ago, but he's being sabotaged, as they now admit. So that's coming up with Graham Ledger in the next segment. First off, everybody needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. Obvious, that's clear. We're under attack. We're trying to expand. The Democratic Party's coming after me. Hillary's trying to shut me down. They got all these fake lawsuits. We're beating a lot of these, but it's going to take a lot of money. So if you want them to win, don't get the products. But you are doing it. You are doing it. So we have amazing specials right now on X2 that is the final run. So I can no longer secure it from this big oil company where they get it at 12,000 feet, the pure iodine. Nobody else has it. Maybe we'll get it again with another company. The contract's over. I can't get a better deal. They keep raising prices. We're working on some other suppliers. But, you know, you got to go through a bunch of stuff, and it's an amazing product. Nobody else has got X2. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. So, again, if you financially support us and get great products, we are basically unstoppable with God on our side. But go get some great Molon Lobby or InfoWars.com or Reelect 45 shirts. And sign up for auto ship initial 10% off on things like Wake Up America Coffee that's so good, or supplements you're going to want to order again, cancel anytime for free. Additional 5% off on everything with Patriot points. So you got a little account there. InfoWarsStore.com, standing against the globalist. You're supporting us. You're our sponsors. You make it all possible. So thank you all. But get your X2. This is the last run.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least 2 shooters with a fully automatic
weapon. Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
It took the baby out of incubator. Must be joking, but I was so smart.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas
that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a human. High level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
If they can shut us down, you're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Formerly of Fox News, one of the people they went and got rid of because they didn't like him. He's now with CRTV. He was just up in Dallas with Lynn Beck. Now he's going to be here. He's a really charming guy in person. And one time he said some smart-ass stuff, and I said, I'll get in the boxing ring with you. And then I met him. He's built like a boxer. I'm like, okay, well, I still kick his ass. I'm joking. He's in there in the control room. He says he's going to beat me up on air. No, I'm joking. That's coming up. Full hour with him next hour, and he's interviewing me for his CRTV show. So pre-gaming the Alex Jones interview coming up today. Before you haters say anything about it, big hair, don't care. He does have a lot of hair. I don't. I'm kind of jealous. But seriously, it's going to be somewhat of a debate, too, because they misrepresent what I've said about 9/11, about Sandy Hook, and I don't want to spend all day on that with him. But I tell people, go after me. That's what I like. No one will come on the show and debate me or argue about stuff, and I'm sick of it. But Eric Bolling will. You know, he lost his son recently. I couldn't imagine that. I've got a 16-year-old son, but he's a real trooper. And the stuff they got rid of him for is just more crap. It's like this Serena Williams business. But let's go to our next guest. We only got him for one segment. And that's Graham Ledger. I've been on his show on One American News Network, OANN.com. Now, talking about censorship, I wanted to get his take, because I know he and Jack Posobiec and others have really got their ear to the ground. So he's coming up. Trump executive action on social media censorship being blocked by insiders. Manafort reportedly pursuing plea deal. We're going to get into that. Fahrenheit 2018, Amazon begins banning controversial books. It's a men's self-help book. Strangely enough, I read one of these guys' books because I'd never read a men's self-help book. But I got to know Neil Strauss because we're going to write a book together. They've been trying to censor the real secret history of the world and the war for the future that is being done right now. I should add, it'll make him go crazy at CNN. How dare people publish a book? But I've read one of his other books, pretty milquetoast stuff. Pretty milquetoast stuff, how a lot of women won't respect you if you don't respect yourself. And it's not even about being assertive or acting like you're rebel without a cause or something. You just have to actually be confident, not act like you're confident. Well, they banned that because you can't have men help themselves because men are bad. Crazy. Now, let me do this here because I've got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. And obviously, I've got tons of news and I should be taking calls, but so much is going on. I want to get into the violence that's taking place because I've experienced it and you've seen Fox News hosts have tea and coffee thrown on them or people screaming at them or Candace Owens, people trying to attack her, calling her a white supremacist, a bunch of soy boy, skinny pants liberals in the face of a black lady saying she's a white supremacist. It is insane. And that latest video we showed you yesterday of these Hispanic ladies come over screaming, you're a monkey, white people are bad. I hate the KKK, I hate that lady, she's brown KKK. The media edited her calling me a monkey, saying my mother's married to her brother, and then just said, Jones attacked this poor veteran, and they edited the tape. And guess what? Facebook officially pushed that out in partnership with Snapchat's media production company. So 10 million people, last time I checked, had been force-fed that I'm bullying a Hispanic lady. And they cut out our, you're a monkey, F your mother, all this stuff. Your mother's an inbred piece of crap. Whites are subhuman trash. You know, I mean, you heard what the New York Times board member said. Whites are goblin creatures that live in holes. I can't wait till they're all dead. I hate white men more than anything. I love being mean to white men. I love bullying white men. Oh, the New York Times says, that's wonderful. She's an Asian woman. She's downtrodden. Asians are just the top 9 slots based on race in the U.S. for wealth. Then white people are after that. And then Hispanics and then black folks. Richest guy in the world, at least Bezos got in there, was Carlos Slim, you know, from Mexico. But it's just a load of manure. Remember Bernie Sanders? White people do not know what it's like to be poor. I swindle colleges and have 3 $1 million houses and drive $122,000 Audis. But that's okay, because I have bozo hair. And if you have bozo hair, you are then allowed to say stupid things. I am in charge now. And we can joke about that, but the Democrats are so very, very close to bringing in socialism. From Florida to New York to California, they're nominating communists. Remember Hugo Chavez? Oh, I'm not a communist. I'm a democratic socialist. I'm a socialist. I'm a socialist communist. I'm a commie. I was always a commie. Ah! Can we pull up Cortez? I mean, no matter what video or photo she's in, she looks like she is being electrocuted. But you can't say that or they'll ban you on Twitter, because that's bullying a protected group, like that CNN reporter Oliver Darcy, who runs around everywhere in hundreds of articles saying, ban me, lying about me, calling me all these names. I see him, and I go, dude, you're a jerk, man. You're anti-American. You're like the Hitler Youth burning books. Twitter says, you're banned. You don't call someone a Nazi. Wow, the left has Nazi diarrhea of the mouth. That's all they do is call people Nazis. And of course, they're funded and run by a Nazi collaborating dirtbag named George Soros. Can we pull up the photo you pulled up last week? Or maybe it was Monday, of Soros with Juncker, the richest Nazi family. Was his grandfather. His dad was in the SS, and he got the Nazi wealth. The Junkers are royal. They used to be the kings of Prussia, which is the most important area of Germany. So you've got German royalty, remember the Junker bombers, the Junker munitions, with the Nazi collaborator, and it looks like they're going on a date. Now, there's the photo. For radio listeners, you got to see this. I mean, what do you guys search to find that? Just Soros and Junker. You see, I already digress. I didn't get to the attempted stabbings and the attempted shooting attacks and the firebombings of Wyoming GOP offices and the people saying kill Trump and his family and rape his son. I mean, my God, you can't even keep track of this. Meanwhile, you know why they banned the show all over the place? Because we're saying the truth here, not what they claim. But think about Facebook and the productions they push of Jones bullied 3 innocent Hispanic Native Americans. Look at him. He attacked them because they were Hispanic. And they edit the tape. Doesn't have them going, your mother's a pig. Your mother's a white scum filth. Your mother married her brother, you white monkey. Go back to Europe, monkey. Oh, but it's just circling. What? And then they play sad music. No one knows why he attacked the women. No one knows. That's how stupid Mark Zuckerberg thinks you are. What an enemy of this country.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
We're going to look at Trump executive action on social media censorship being held up, being blocked by insiders. We have that from inside the White House. And breaking, DOJ set to investigate anti-conservative bias among social media giants. That came out last night. We've got more on that coming up as well. We do have Eric Bolling, who is here in the InfoWars studios. He'll be in studio coming up for the next hour. We've got a lot to cover there as well. Roger Stone coming up as well. But I want to go to a few of these clips. Like I mentioned, Wyoming GOP offices set on fire less than 2 days after opening. Police say it was intentional. And that ties into Secret Service wants to talk with actress Carol Cook over assassination comment. CNN refuses to report on attempted stabbing attack on Republican candidate by Democrats screaming F Trump over and over again. And the person running for Congress had to fight him off with a yard sign The police actually witnessed this. But the media is not reporting on it, the establishment media. And you look at these guys, they always look like they escaped from mental institutions. Like, why are liberals, when you go to one of their rallies, so ugly and so crazy looking? I mean, I'm sorry. Liberals are low IQ and stupid and ugly, and on average. Or they're an upper caste that kind of feeds on the idiots below them. And they've got studies out where they're what? There's a bunch of different studies show different numbers, but they're all similar. 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to virtue signal, and not give to charity. But they'll tell you 9 times more often that they're giving money to people. They're children. They're mentally ill, in my view. So there you go. F. Trump, Farzad Fazili attempts to stab GOP House candidate. So isn't that just precious? Scalise warns some on the left are inciting violence. Yeah, big putrid blue wave of violence and intimidation. It's getting crazy. And we've got plans for mass shootings. And the police trying to find out who's threatening to mass shoot at the Trump Tower and at the Trump Hotel there in D.C. It's getting crazier and crazier. And what are they going to do with 55 days out? What are they going to do as all of this begins to unfold? How bad is it going to get? D.C. police respond to mass shooting threat at event in Trump Hotel. I mean, who are these people? Threats of rape and strangling force D.C. McAllister into hiding after anti-abortion tweet. People threatening to come to her house and kill her and rape her. Why? Because their whole reality is running her life. The left are control freaks. I remember when I was moving out of the house when I was 18. And my mom had bought some Oriole rugs. And I'd been out of high school about 2 months. And I had a job. And I was going to college. And I was sitting there telling my mom, I don't like these rugs. And I don't like the food you've been getting. And she looked at my dad. And she goes, David, get him an apartment now. Get his ass out of here. My mom's real nice. But it was that kick me out of the nest thing. She was also mad because I was bringing my girlfriends into the house. And one of them, I think, hit on my dad in front of her. I forgot that part. I forgot what Cindy. Cindy hit on my dad. She was quite a girl. Anyways, yeah, that was the real reason. That was about a day before. But then I'm telling my mom about the rugs and how she's getting the wrong couches because they moved to a new house. And I was bitching that I had the smallest bedroom because they were building another house. It was a smaller house they were renting. And she just said, you know, get out. And so that's how the left is they want to run everybody's life because they don't know how to do anything. They're all obsessed with those of us that have lives and are doing things and have children, and they want to run our lives. They're like arrested development idiots. And so that's what it comes down to. Quickest way to get thrown out of your house, have your girlfriend hit on your dad in front of your mom. Okay, anyways, let's continue with this clip. Castro Valley man accused of switchblade assault on GOP congressional candidate from KPIX 5 of CBS. Here it is, San Francisco.
We all know about the political war of words, but here in the East Bay, it got physical. Tell me what you think. I mean,
he would have stabbed me. I mean, he had it out saying, I'm going to kill you, MF, or I'm going to kill you. And he was, you could see his thumb trying to get the knife out.
Republican Rudy Peters is running for Congress. Over the weekend, he says he was threatened and attacked at his Republican booth at a fall festival in Castro Valley. He says it first started with verbal threats.
He picks up the coffee cup to rear back to throw it at us, and I jump around the table. He throws the coffee cup. It misses us. It hits the ground and breaks. So I come out and grab him and wrestle him and throw him down to the ground.
He says that's when 35-year-old Farzad Fazeli of Castro Valley pulled out a knife.
He's screaming, I'll kill you, MF, or I'll kill you, I'll kill you. And he's kind of circling me, trying to get the knife out.
Not only are the facts that are quite serious, but this defendant also has a prior conviction for a 242.
Fazeli made his first court appearance today in custody for possession of a switchblade and threatening to commit great bodily injury or death. But Fazeli's mother and attorneys say he is the victim.
So my client at this point was afraid for his life, afraid for his health and safety. And I believe that he's alleged he pulls out a folded knife. knife was never opened.
Mr. Peters got physical first.
Fazeli's mother was at the festival at a Democratic booth. She says she didn't see what happened, but she says she talked to her son before he was arrested.
And he said that Mr. Peters had taken him by the shoulders and just shoved him down to the ground, and there was blood on him and blood on his shirt.
Peters says when Fazeli took out a knife, he shielded himself by reaching for one of his election signs for protection. He says he never worried about his...
Okay, that's good. So the sea hag says, or Grendel's mother says that he was sweet. Meanwhile, do you know who the Republican's running against? Swallowell. Swallowell is one of the biggest con artists in Congress, one of the slimiest little dirtbags. He went on Tucker Carlson, remember? And when Tucker said the Russia thing was fake, he said, you are a Putin agent. Now, you talk about swallowing lies. Swallowswell is an amazing individual. Speaking of that, an amazing individual who really is amazing, Congressman Scalise, some on the left are inciting violence. Yes, the sky is blue. Let's play that clip.
And yet you've got some people on the left that just want to, this idea of resist and ignore the fact that he's president, and they want to try to interrupt the ability for Congress to do its job. And then, of course, you've gotten to where there are death threats and literal attacks on lives, and there's no place for it in our politics. And I, frankly, what I want to see is the left stand up against this. We were goaded into some of this stuff when Barack Obama was president, and we stood up against that kind of violence, and we didn't resort to it. They are, and in fact, some on the left are inciting that kind of violence, and frankly, they ought to be called out on it.
And they ought to be arrested for it. I mean, this is out of control, the way they lie about everybody, the way they attack everybody. It's crazy. Now, that said, Eric Bolling coming up of CRTV, and we're going to be covering a ton of news, and it should be a heated discussion, be a friendly discussion, though he said he's going to beat me up on air. I'm joking. He's got the new book out, The Swamp. All I'm asking listeners to do is this. Yes, we have record listeners right now since we're totally banned on AM and FM and TV and Infowars.com. But the globalists think it's a dead cat bounce. They think that after you kind of forget about this and move on, not letting us be on social media and stuff, will shut us down. The problem is we were already 90% banned like other conservatives. So it already happened, and they think we're idiots because Congress doesn't understand what's happening. So we'll get more into Trump executive action on social media censorship, being blocked by insiders, DOJ set to investigate anti-conservative bias amongst social media giants. Some action is being taken. People now know it's a problem. We forced this issue out there. One reason I was banned. But it is a fight. And so that's why spreading the word about local stations you're on. And even if you're listening on a local station, and InfoWars is hard to promote on Twitter or Facebook, you can promote that local station's video feed or audio feed and say, hey, tune in to this lineup at 2 o'clock for verboten info. Just follow the link. And then their AI computers look for the name Alex Jones. They won't see that. And we've seen folks on Twitter who even only just have a few hundred followers that are tweeting out local radio stations we're on saying, hey, here is some really interesting information. Oh, here's some wonderful pro-Democrat info. The computers then see that and push it. So on Twitter and Google say, oh, here's some fabulous blue wave info. Thank God Trump's about to be gone. And then you just send the link to the local TV or radio station because it's AI watching and scanning all that. Don't forget, I didn't plug this hour. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Source, iodine, the very best out there. Did I plug this hour? It's amazing. 25% off, even though we can't get it anymore. Hopefully we will down the road. This is the last run. The contract's broken for Survival Shield. It's amazing. Discover the good halogen versus the bad halogen. Discover why it's got 6,000 plus positive reviews, 98% review rate, and get it while you still can. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. And download the Android app. It hasn't been banned yet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.